Well, the current war in Afghanistan is now 10 years long, and since it began, tens of thousands of people, perhaps hundreds of thousands, millions, have been forced to flee their homes, and they've joined the 43 million refugees worldwide who are currently displaced. But Afghan refugees have a very unique position in that very often they're not temporary refugees. Some of them are perpetual refugees, and there are those who have left the country and returned only to have to face the decision of possibly leaving again. Joining us right now is Khalid Hosseini, best-selling author of The Kite Runner and A Thousand Splendid Sons. And Khalid, you probably feel a particular bond with your refugees in Afghanistan. In 1980, when you were a teenager, you and your family were granted asylum in the U.S. That was during a different war. That was during the war with the Soviets.
Yeah, that's right. You know, being an Afghan, a country with one of the largest refugee populations, and I've always felt the cause of displaced people, not only in Afghanistan, but around the world, as an issue that was always very close to my own heart.
Well, you're now a goodwill envoy with the UN Refugee Agency, and of course you're the founder of the Khalid Hosseini Foundation, which provides humanitarian assistance to the people of Afghanistan. And so I'm wondering, this has obviously taken a concrete purpose for you in terms of helping the people of Afghanistan, although the UN is, of course, interested in refugees worldwide. In Afghanistan, we're talking about a country which there's a sizable portion of the population, which if they're not refugees now, they have been at some point.
Right. You know, and what you see in Afghanistan has had one of the largest, like at one point over 8 million people. It was almost a third of the population lived as refugees in neighboring Iran and Pakistan. But what you see in Afghanistan, we're seeing globally in that, you know, refugees, when they leave the country, average length of stay in the host nation is 17 years. So once people become refugees, they tend to stay refugees for a long time. You know, and at the current time, presently, some 43 million people, it's a staggering number of people, including Afghans in the world, are displaced by war, by violence, by persecution, including some 750,000 people from Libya. So what we're seeing in the world is a humanitarian displacement crisis that is really unprecedented in both size and scope.
Does the UN bear some responsibility for that, in that its agencies have sometimes sustained communities that would be better as part of a political settlement? I'm thinking of the situation in Palestine. And as a UN goodwill ambassador, it's sometimes a tough job, I would think.
It is a tough job, although, and certainly the UN plays its own role in this scenario. But you know, the UN Refugee Agency, which I represent, has been working in some 120 countries around the world, taking care of after some 26 million people, providing emergency help in the forms of shelter materials, food, clean water, providing healthcare assistance, operating schools for boys and girls, providing legal protection, and also negotiating with the host countries to secure legal rights for refugees. So some of the operations that the UN Refugee Agency conducts around the world are really life-saving. And the USA through UNHCR, which is an organization here in the United States that supports UNHCR, conducted a recent poll in April of this year. They commissioned a poll that showed that people in this country are really in the dark about the plight of refugees around the world, you know, in terms of even who a refugee is, how many refugees there are around the world, what situations they face, and what assistance is provided to them through the United Nations Refugee Agency. So because of these discrepancies in the poll and the profound misconceptions people seem to have about refugees, I'm taking part today in a campaign that the UN Refugee Agency is conducting called the Blue Key Campaign, whose goal is basically to raise awareness about the plight of refugees and to empower people and let people know that we can all help the millions of people who've been uprooted around the world.
Well, we're speaking with Khalid Hosseini, best-selling author of The Kite Runner and A Thousand Splendid Sons, once a refugee himself with his family from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. It sounds, Khalid, like really we haven't entirely updated our perspective on what a refugee is. Very often, if there's natural disasters or if there are wars and conflicts that force people to seek refuge in large numbers, we build temporary camps. But a temporary camp is not going to help someone who has to be out of their home country for 17 years.
Right.
So, I mean, has the UN changed their policy or their strategy in terms of actually finding temporary permanent homes for people?
Well, what the UN Refugee Agency is doing is both supporting refugees in the host nation by making sure that they are protected both legally and physically, and that no harm comes to them, and that they have services that they need to survive. But I think the UN Refugee Agency is unique in the sense that it can also negotiate with both the host nation and the country of origin to secure a safe return of the refugees back to their home when the conditions are suitable. And it assists refugees by providing them transportation and financial assistance so that they can return home voluntarily when the conditions are right to reestablish their lives.
But, I mean, what about in the case for the Afghans? I assume in the last minute that we have, what about the case for the Afghans where the conditions never seem to be right?
Yes, in Afghanistan, it is a difficult situation because many people, over 5 million people have come back to Afghanistan since 2002, since the fall of the Taliban. For some, the return has been pretty successful. For others, return continues to be a struggle, and people are displaced either because of economic reasons or because of violence. Many become illegal migrants, and many try to make a go of it in their own communities through assistance from friends and relatives and some assistance through the government. That is a situation in Afghanistan that continues to be
We'll have to leave
to
it there, unfortunately.
That's
Khalid Hosseini, best-selling author of The Kite Runner, A Thousand Splendid Sons, now a goodwill envoy with the UN Refugee Agency. Thank you so much.
The challenges of refugees around the world there, persuasively argued by Khalid. What's your view on this at 877-8-MY-TAKE? If you are an expatriate from some conflict zone, give us your story at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.